Welcome in Director of Finance and Operations for North Platte Public School District, Stuart Simpson. Also have Mark joining us here. Mark, do you remember what ward you represent for the North Platte Board of Education?
We just talked about last night, number three.
Ward three. Mm-hmm. And Tina, the Director of Communications, joining us as well for the North Platte Public School District. Guys, we appreciate the time.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Morning.
Mark, has it been about a year since we've had you on last?
Yeah, we missed the last time I was on. Last time was actually snow on the ground.
Oh, okay.
It was last December.
So Stuart was calling out the troops about that time.
we were working on it together. You know, it's amazing. All of a sudden, you were talking about the weather, and it's like we haven't had anything. Keep knocking on wood till the end of December.
That's right.
When students are out gone, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, sure. Take it during the Christmas break.
Yes, there we go.
Board of Education meeting was last night. New HVAC system coming for Adams Middle School, it sounds like, Stuart.
Yeah, and you know, if you think back over the last three or four years, we've been continually putting pieces together at the Adams, but with ESSER's funds, we're able to sort of step up the game and get all of our instructional wing taken care of here this next summer, and it was nice that we could accept the bids last night and get that taken care of so that we can move forward with what has been happening at Adams and somewhat get that mostly complete. We have a few minor projects after this one, but for the most part, Adams will be completed.
Good
that's progress. That's a pretty good-sized project, and might say what ESSER's funds mean to for people.
I'm going to say I don't know what the acronym means, but it's better to just say it was the CARES money that the federal government identified. We got them in three different batches, one at $755,000, the next one at about $2.5 million, and now the final one at $6.5 million. So we're in
COVID relief.
COVID relief. Yeah. Thank you, George. And in that, we're focusing right now on ESSER's 2, and then going into ESSER's 3, we're going to be looking at a myriad of things as far as busing in the district to obviously some additional HVAC, and then what we can do for learning loss and instructional improvement in the classroom.
Mark, anything else from the meeting last night that you thought was newsworthy?
I think the biggest thing the school board's doing right now, of course, is a superintendent search. Ours is retiring after the year's over. Mm-hmm. And we have several meetings coming up this month that will be public in regard to that, starting on Wednesday at noon. It'll be mostly executive session, so there won't be a lot of it out in the open because you can't talk about people and their careers, obviously, in a public venue. But this is, you know, clearly the most important job the school board does is pick the superintendents, the employee that's directly responsible to us. You know, none of the rest of them are directly responsible to us, but the superintendent is, so we have to make sure we make this decision correctly and well thought out.
And it's not a decision, George, that every Board of Education member gets to weigh in on, so it's kind of a unique process that Mark and his fellow elected officials are in on, because this isn't something that happens every year.
It doesn't roll around every year, every two or three years, even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so doesn't this is this sir? I know the last, I remember the last one, but I'm an old head, but were you on the board? I don't think you were.
No, I've only been on for 3 years now, so I was not on last time we picked a superintendent. This is the first time I've been through the process.
Yeah. And where are we at in the process? We know tomorrow, McKinley, you'll be meeting. Tell us about what the process has been like thus far, Mark.
So far for us, it's been pretty limited. We're using the NASB to bring in applications, and they sorted through the qualified applications for us. So tomorrow we'll be looking at those qualified applications in executive session, as I said, because you don't want to talk about people's livelihoods,
careers, salary, things like that.
And you might risk their jobs at their current location if you did that.
Sure.
So clearly, we're not going to do that. And
that'd be practiced pretty much anywhere. Something to be selected.
Nobody wants you talking. You don't want to talk about your job. You know, out in public, and it's the same concept.
City council would do this exact thing. In fact, they did. What was it last month, George? With the interim chief of police, they went into closed session and discussed it. So
right.
Mm-hmm. This is just another example.
So tomorrow we're just going to go through those applications and try and narrow it down to four who we will then interview in the coming weeks. And those names will be public at that point that we're actually interviewing people. So
the four finalists, if you will.
Yeah, the four finalists.
Okay. And the interviews will be conducted with the Board of Education and those four individuals?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, barring weather or anything else, but in consecutive nights, starting the 13th of December.
Okay. If all goes as planned.
Yes, if all goes as planned, if we don't get that weather we were just talking about or something else like that.
Yeah.
So you should make a selection before Christmas then.
Yeah, yeah. If everything goes as planned, yeah, by the 17th of December, we'll have a noon open meeting where we do make that announcement, hopefully.
Okay.
Can I ask if there is there a lot of interest? How about, do you know, or can you say how many?
I don't know if I'm going to get the specific number. Yes, there's enough interest where you have a hard time paring it down to four.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Good problem to have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's a great problem to have several qualified candidates for the position, and we do right now.
And I think the Board of Education is kind of excited, too, to make this hire before January 1st, potentially give the individual opportunity to communicate with Dr. Hansen and potentially work with him prior to his retirement.
Yeah, you definitely want to have that sort of open, you know, where Dr. Hansen's been there long enough to definitely have the experience. And you can get to talk to Stuart and our HR, Kevin Mills, and Tina for about communication and let his own school know, of course, his or her own school know that, you know, they will be leaving, so they have to go through the same process. So you definitely want to move things along as reasonably quickly as possible.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. Exciting opportunity too for somebody, so
yeah,
look forward to finding more out. And you'll be busy with your colleagues on Wednesday, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's going to be the most important thing we do, so we're going to want to do it right. So,
absolutely, yeah, you can do it right. And Tina, I think there's a report last night on enrollment, right?
Annual report came out last night, and typically that looks a little easier than it was with the NSCAS test scores coming out yesterday and coming off that embargoed list. We were able to get those into the annual report and to the board meeting, which was a week earlier, so you can imagine the juggling we were doing yesterday to get all those things out. But the annual report, it highlights the amazing things that we do in our district, the student achievements. You know, we have had a tough year with testing over the last couple of years. We've seen some dips and dives during the COVID season, as I like to call it. And I think North Platte Public Schools is holding their own nationally against the nation and against the state as well. But, you know, we're not trying to compare our students to the next school district students because of the numbers.
Apples and oranges.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we've got some work to do, and we know that. We're digging in. Our teaching and learning department is already on it. They've started some strong work and encouragement of our teachers and how we're going to, you know, fix those gaps that we might have here in the district, which, aren't that bad. So that came out in the annual report last night. And then again, some of those really cool things that the district's doing. And, you know, we look forward to this next year. We're going to change that report up a little bit and spice it up and give each school an opportunity to have a space in the annual report. So, yeah, awesome. All cool stuff happening.
Exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, Mark was talking about the superintendent search and how busy it is tomorrow. But, boy, next week, Stuart, we've got a lot going on next week with that search.
It starts at 10:15 where the candidate will have a tour of the district and then meeting various entities up until the superintendent or the person is interviewed by the school board that evening. So that's a long day for that person as well as everybody else in the process. And we're all on our toes and showing how well North Platte Public Schools is.
Yeah, great opportunity to showcase the district to these four individuals.
Correct. And that's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's important that they're not just talking to the school board, they're also talking to teachers and administrators and community leaders during that long day. So it's not just us that they're speaking with. They're speaking with many members of the community.
And this is a good job to be had for an administrator too, Mark, because there's a great administration team already intact here with the district.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're very solid, and, you know, I can see why we attract a lot of attention with this job. So.
Mm-hmm. Especially with things happening in our community that we're awfully excited about. Stuart, you were speaking at the North Platte Planning Commission meeting at the end of November on behalf of the school district a little bit in regards to the potential of sustainable beef coming here in the community and how there's definitely open desk for a lot of the individuals that may be coming to our area if this passes tonight.
Well, and as we talked about it in our annual report, we know where enrollment is and we know how many desks we have available for any business coming into North Platte, and bring those kids because we can educate them and educate them well.
Absolutely. Anything else you guys like to add this morning?
You know, Tristan, we're busy next week with the superintendent search, but school doesn't stop for us. So we do have a couple of extra things going on. One of my favorites is that we're kicking off kindergarten and bullpup enrollment next Monday. So the 13th, anybody out there that has a kindergartner that needs to start school in the 2022 school year, go ahead and go online or stop by the Welcome Center at McKinley, and we will help you get those kiddos enrolled. And then on the 14th, we have our mobile food pantry over at the high school, and it's that drive-through pantry that folks can stop in and pick up some goodies for the holiday season.
And winter sports season underway, too. The basketball team has made it exciting for fans early in the year.
Yeah.
And they travel this week. I think I was talking to some people. I know they're going down east to an Omaha school and then to Elkhorn. So it's going to be down in the eastern part of the state for 2 days. So
putting some miles on.
I am upset with you, Tristan. You didn't talk. What's in 4 weeks?
The legislature!
Come on!
Yes.
Come on!
I can't believe it's that time! Can you, George?
Yeah, it's coming. Here we go.
Stuart's been counting the days on his calendar at home.
I know. I was looking forward to talking to you, and it's like, you know, didn't even think about that. But, everybody been talking about what's going to go on with the TIOSA formula, but we're still in the waiting game, but it's 4 weeks, and then... we got to have fun.
I guess fun's one word. Guys, we first
Let me jump in here a second. Yep. Didn't you say last night that there's a little more aid coming for, I can't remember, poverty factor?
Oh, yes. Based upon what we submitted this year, we've increased our poverty money by another $1 million, which will be factored into our TIOSA formula. So we're going to wait and see as they get the new formula out, not the new one, but if they get the formula out at least where it is currently, and then we can move forward as far as with the new legislative bill so that we can get that change. But for the most part, yeah, we're going to be increasing our need side of the formula by $1 million at least for poverty.
That's significant. That's a good thing for the district.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Financially. Yep.
Well, guys, we sure appreciate the time. We'll see you in January. In the meantime, Merry Christmas. And, Mark, don't have too much fun tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.